Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Chulam Perik Beis Mishnah Yud, Hashoychet L'Shem Oila. All right, let's remember what we have learned in previous Mishnayos and previous Masechtas. It is Aser Min Atar Teshecht outside of the Azara, a behema that was prepared for a carbon. And if someone does so, that's a Chiyuv Karis. The carbon that's shechted outside the Azara is Pasal, it's Aser B'Achila. Now, what we're going to learn about in our Mishnah B'Yaz Hashem Yisbarach is about a person who shechts a behema's Cholin. Again, Cholin is not Hegdish. Same as Choyl is weekday, same word. Shechts it outside of the Azara, but he says he's shechting it L'Shem Karbon. What he did not do is, he was never magdish the behemoth for a carbon. So this is not called shchutei chutz. This isn't shechting hegdish outside of the Azara, it's not hegdish. In order for it to be hegdish, you have to designate a carbon as hegdish. The problem is, not everyone that sees him doing this understands, or I should better say, not everyone was so lucky like you had to learn this Mishnah, to know the halacha. They're going to say, ah, he's shechting hegdish outside of the Azara, it's mutter to do so. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Sechtes Chulin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yod. Hashoychet some shechts a behemoth Chulin outside of the Azara. He shechts it l'shem oila, l'shem zvachim. Zvachim means a carbon shlamim. Now, what does a carbon oila and a carbon shlamim have in common? What they have in common is, you can donate it. You can decide on your own to bring a carbon oila and a carbon shlamim. That's our problem. That's why a person who sees him doing this, he's shechting this behemah outside of the Azara, and he says it's l'shem oila, l'shem zvachim, we're going to think it's a real oila, or it's a real shlamim. But that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, l'shem asham taloi. Remember what an asham taloi is? An asham taloi is a carbon that a person brings on a suffic avera. The kind of avera where b'shagi would be chayav achatas, and b'mezid, one would have been mechuyev karis, but he doesn't know whether he was over the aveira or not. For example, let's say there were two pieces in front of him. A piece of chelev, a piece of forbidden fat, which is an iser karis, and there's a piece of shuman, which is fat that's mutter. He ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. So for that type of an aveira, he brings an asham toli, a pending asham, literally a hanging asham. And what this asham accomplishes is, it protects him from yisurim, until such a time, let's say he's going to find out, oh, for sure, it was chaylev that's aser, and then he can bring a karbon chatas. There is a shita, which is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that misnadev adam asham toli b'chol yom. Every single day, a person could have possibly been over a chayt, he just doesn't know about it, and he wants to have a shmira. Maybe I was over in avera, and therefore, if he wants, we can bring an asham toli every single day. According to that shita, so again, I have the same problem. If some shechts a behemas chulin, he never designated it for hegdish, outside of the Azara. For whatever reason, he says l'shem asham tali, I have to worry. People are going to think it's a real asham tali, because it's possible to donate an asham tali. Or l'shem Pesach. Now, Pesach is also called a dover hanidr v'nidr, something you can donate. Donate? What do you mean, donate? You can't donate a carbon Pesach. You can't say on Chamishasa B'Shuat, you know, today would be a nice day to bring a carbon Pesach. You're not allowed to do that. It's a carbon chayva that comes Erev Pesach, on the 14th day of Nisan. What does this mean? The answer is, a person could designate a carbon Pesach all year and say, when Erev Pesach is going to come, I'm going to use this. You can be magdish to behemah whenever you want. Now, if a person takes a behemah that he was magdish as a carbon Pesach and shechts it too early, it automatically becomes a shlamim. We learned about this earlier. So once again, it's something we have to worry about, that people will think that that's what he's doing now. Vaitra says in Mishnah L'Shem Taida. Now, a carbon taida is a thank you carbon. There are four things one brings a carbon taida for. He survives illness, comes out of a midbar, comes out of a jail, crosses the sea. Basically, our Tana is saying, a person could be menadev whenever he wants a carbon taida, if you want to. Therefore, shchita se psula. Now let's remind ourselves again what this person is doing. He's shechting a regular chulin behemah that was never designated as hegdish. But he says it's l'shem one of these karbanis, because it's possible to donate these karbanis. People will think that's what he's doing, and that he's shechting it outside of the Azara. And if I'm going to allow him to eat it, one would think that you can eat it under those circumstances. Where was chulin l'Azara chas v'shal? Reb Shimon machsh, Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon is not worried for marasai. And marasai means it's going to look like the wrong thing. The fact is, it's not hegdish. but he said it's totally irrelevant. We forget about it. If you take a behemoth that you designated as Hegdish, and then you're shechted outside of the Azara, that's the Chiyuv. But this was never a Hegdish animal. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Shnayim Eichazim Besakim V'Shechten. Two people hold on to a knife and they shecht the behemoth together. Echad, one of them, is Mechavein L'Shem Echad Mikol Elu, to one of these Karbonis. Ve'Echad L'Shem Davar Kasher. The other one shechts it's not. Shchitasam Psula. Because of the one that's thinking Hegdish, and I have the same problem I had beforehand, people will think, if I allow him to eat it, that if you shecht Hegdish outside of Yazara, you can eat it. Hashoyched l'shem chata, suk the mishta weiter. Let's say someone takes a behema, again, not designated for Hegdish. Shechtzid l'shem akarbon chatas, l'shem osham vadai, not the osham tali we spoke about beforehand, but l'shem someone who has to bring an osham. There are five reasons one may possibly bring an osham. A chatas one would bring on a shaygig. Any shaygig where b'mezid would be a chiyav karis, b'shaygig there's a chatas. And you can't donate a chatas. It's only if the person was over the Avera. I remember when I learned this mission in a class once, a boy asked, well, what if a person is dafka over the Avera in order to bring a karm chatas? So I explained to him, well, then he's amazed. Chatas is only for a shaygig. Now, when a person is over this kind of an Avera, that he's mechuyav a chatas on, everyone knows about it. There was an inyan to let people know about it. He should be embarrassed and therefore have a kapara. People knew who was mechuyav a chatas. You're not supposed to go around and tell people you're Averas. But what it means, the Magen Avraham explains, is people are going to find out about it. I mean, once you start bringing a chatas, and you have to buy a behemah that's fit for a chatas, and you have to explain it to the kayan, he knows people are going to find out about it, and that's part of his kapara. But in our case, it makes things easier, because if I'm going to take stama behemah that's not hegdish, and shecht it l'shem chatas, whoever sees this is going to understand, wait a second, I'm not mechuyav a chatas. He's not going to think I was magdish a behemah, and it's shchut echutz. He'll realize what I say just doesn't make sense. It can't be a chatas. For that matter, same is true with an Oshem Vadai. An Oshem Vadai is brought either if someone lied to a friend about money that he's mechuyev to him, and he swears falsely about that, or someone is mail behegdish, he uses hegdish b'shaygeg for his own benefit, or there's an Asham Shivcha Charufa, that's a person that was together with a Chetzio Shivcha Kananis v'Chetzio Bas Chayrin, an Asham Nazir, that's a Karbon Nazir. If somehow some of the halachis of Naziris were violated, he has to bring a special Asham. And there's the Asham Mitzayra that the Mitzayra has to bring. Those are the five times you bring an Asham Vadai. No one can decide on his own one Tuesday morning, I'd like to bring Karbon Asham today. It's not a Karbon that you could be Menadev. And these things also are things that people know about. So Stamaz, if some Shechtze Behemoth says, oh, you know what, for an Asham, everyone says, what are you talking about? You're not Mechuyev an Asham. And we're not worried it's going to look like he's shechting Hegdish outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, let's say someone takes down an animal who was never designated for Hegdish, shechts it outside of the Azara, and he says, oh, L'shem Pchar, or L'shem Meiser. Pchar is a firstborn male animal, Bebakar or Betzayin. If it doesn't have a blemish, you have to be makabed on them as Beach, its basar is eaten by the Kehanim. If it has a mum, you give it to the Kehanim and they can eat it wherever they want. They don't even have to redeem it. Meiser behema, like we have already learned, the person's mechuyev to separate every single year from every 10 animals that are born, brings them into the barn. They go through a narrow passageway where they could only go single filed. And each 10th one, you're magdish l'shem. It's a carbon. It's basar is eaten by the bailim. If it gets a mum, can be eaten by the violin wherever, without opinion. Now, you can't just decide, take any behemoth and say, oh, I want this to be a carbon pchar. If it is a pchar, it's a pchar automatically. If it's not a pchar, so it's not a pchar. Nothing changes because you decided you're shech to get l'shem a pchar. Same is true by meiser. It has to be the 10th animal. And people knew who had a pchar and where a person was up to with his meiser behemoth. So Stam is like taking a behemah, shechting it outside of the Azar, l'shem Chor, l'shem Meiser, no one's going to think there's real Kedusha here. Or l'shem Tamura. Tamura means when you exchange, although you're not allowed to do it, but when you line up one behemah with the other and say, I want the Kedusha for one behemah to go over to the other one. So if someone takes a behemah, which is Chulin, and he says, this should be instead of a behemah's carbon. So din is both behemahs get Kedusha. The first one doesn't lose its kedusha, the second one gets kedusha. It's called tamura. Now again, when a person had a behemoth carb in his house, everyone knew about it. So a person that we don't know for a fact that he has a carb in his house suddenly says, oh, shame tamura, I switched the kedusha to this carb. What are you talking about? We don't think that what he says makes much sense. And therefore, we're not going to think, oh, he's eating hegdash outside of the azara. We realize what he said doesn't make sense. So in these cases, the rule by all these karbanis, you can't bring them binadava. Zehaklau. This is the rule. Kaldavar she nidar v'nidav. The difference between a nadir and a nidava is, a nadir is where he says, I take it upon myself. A nidava is where he says, this is a karban. Chazal prefer a nidava, because if the karban gets lost, you're not responsible. You say you take it upon yourself, you are. But anything that a person could, one way or another, volunteer to bring, like an oila, like a shlamim, like an ashem toloi, like in certain ways a carbon pesach, which you could designate at any time during the year for a carbon pesach, and if he shechts it beforehand, it becomes a shlamim, or a carbon taida, which this Tana says you can donate samazim. Because I may think that it's really hegdish, and again, it's really not, because he never designated the animal as hegdish, but because he said it and he's shechting it outside, no, I don't want you to eat it. What does the Zaklal come to include? It comes to add one more thing to the list. If someone says, Hareini Sheichet, again, an animal that was never designated as Hegdish, outside of the Azada, and he says, Hareini Sheichet L'Shem Oilas Nazir. Oilas Nazir? Since when were you a Nazir? Someone's going to say, maybe he was, we just didn't know about it. And as Naziris is up, and he has to bring the carbon. However, anything that is not nidr v'nidav, that you simply cannot donate. For example, a chatas, an oshem vade, a pchar, a meiser, tamura, all these things, we know it doesn't make sense. So a shaykh l'shmai, if he takes this animal that really is not hegdish, he never designated as hegdish, he's shechting it outside of the azar, and he says one of these things, I'm not scared people are going to think cholun li'azar is mutter, and it is kasha. What does this come to include? Comes to include a case of oilas yaldas. That's a carbon the woman is mechuyev to bring after she has a baby. So if someone says, I'm shechting this chulin l'shem oilas yaldas for a certain lady. And we don't know that she had a baby. So we don't say there's marasai in here. Oh, it's shchut echutz. Anyone realize it just doesn't make sense. Okay, so basically the Mishnah already chazered everything. We just have to remember we also had a sheet of Rav Shimon who's not worried about marasayin. We had a lach of two people holding onto the knife, and one of them has a machshava for one of the things that you could be menad of a carbon for, even though he's only one of the two people shechting. We still say shchita samsula. And one more thing I want to add from the Gemara. In all these cases where we say shchita sekshaya because it doesn't make sense, if we know for a fact that for this person it does make sense, let's say we know that Itaka has a pchar, even though this is not it, or he's taka doing his meiser behema now, and he has behemas, it's that time of the year. Or we know he was over in a veir that there's a chiyav chatas and a chanami. Here we would have to worry that people may think it's a real carbon, and then they're going to think that if you shech the real carbon outside, it's kosher, and therefore the maris ayin iser would apply as well. Now the Abderav once said like this: the times of the Beis Hamikdash, someone woke up Friday night by mistake, he lit a fire, made himself a coffee, and he goes, "Yoy, what did I just do?" Mamash doesn't know what to do with himself. He goes to the Rav the next day. The Rav says, listen, you got to go to Yerushalayim. You got to bring a carbon. And he has to go purchase the carbon. Everyone says, really? A chatas? He tries to deny it, but he can't hide it. And he has to walk with this carbon. He's so embarrassed. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kahanim have to ask him exactly what happened. They have to make sure. They stuck a mechuy of a carbon. By the time he's makar of this carbon, and the Kohen explains to him all the shechita and everything, this really should have been you, but the carbon is instead of you. He faints, and the Levim sing to be a mechazikim. One thing is for sure. He's not going to forget so fast and light another fire Friday night. That's the difference when you had a Beis HaMikdash and you didn't have one. So if someone was Mechuyev HaChatas, basically that's what our Mishnah is saying. Generally, people knew about it.